Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Some of the runs yesterday, he got out of the pocket a few times when we really needed him to, and got us some yards and saved us a couple times. I give him a lot of credit because he was under duress a few times where, you know, in that kind of a game, he made some decisions too to protect the football, which was big. So I thought he played a really smart game that way. We had some quarterback runs called. They took away the quarterback, you know, a number of times. You know, they're not always going to let him run either. So it's week to week.
I know, but for overall for the season,
I don't really have an answer for that. You know, it's not required. You know, Lamar. Next thing you know, Lamar will break out and run for 100 yards. You know, so that's always in the. I'm sure defenses have got to consider that as a possibility, and that's a good thing for us.
I guess it's a possibility. That's Harbs talking to the media earlier this week, and Lamar Jackson did not practice yesterday. He is back today, along with Isaiah Likely, Ronnie Stanley, Andrew Voorhees, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton. All of them back at practice. Only Ravens missing at practice were Rashad Bateman and Keon Martin. So it does at least seem on the surface with 2 games in 5 days, sort of massaging some guys yesterday as a lot of guys did not practice.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's not going to be a whole lot of practice between now and the other side of Thanksgiving at this point, the way their schedule gets congested. Look, I don't think anybody's worried about Lamar running for 100 yards in a game anytime soon. He might not run for 100 yards in a month, and that's fine. Can he get back to having his legs be an explosive element of this offense by the playoffs or by the, you know, I don't know, by the final game of the year, the second Pittsburgh game, or maybe before that if need be? I have a hard time seeing this offense being – among the better ones in the NFL if his legs don't become a part of it at some point in time. This week, no. Coming around playing again 3 days later, probably not. But they're going to need it to get where they want to go, and hopefully it's there when they need it. I think the Wednesday injury report from here on out, you know, I think guys, the Ronnie Stanleys, the Lamars, the Roquans, they might be off their feet.
Yeah, this is probably going to start to become a weekly occurrence with a lot of these guys. When you consider the upcoming schedule, so yes, you have the 2 game in 5 day stretch, but then immediately following that, you play the Steelers and then the Bengals. You have 3 straight AFC North games. And yes, I know Cincinnati's defense is horrible and the Steelers' defense is really underwhelmed this year. But you're talking AFC North football, physical football, and especially the matchup with the Steelers where guys get beat up. And this team is pretty beat up now where, what was it, a couple weeks ago, they had the injury report where they didn't list anybody. And we thought, wow, geez, that's something you never see with this team. But the Lamar of it all, I am concerned because it's not just one injury. It's not just right. The hamstring. It was the knee last week.
It's moving down his leg. Next week, it's the foot.
Probably. Yeah. You would think that's next in line.
Hamstring, knee, ankle, next week.
Well, I would imagine if you were being totally forthcoming, you'd probably have ankle, comma, hamstring, comma, knee. Like
guy with Kyle Hamilton here, shoulder slash groin. Yeah. So yeah.
They should be the last team to be coy about what's going on with the guy. So maybe the knee and the hamstring are okay now, and it's just the ankle.
I don't know.
They did get fined $100,000.
That didn't happen.
You think that's going to dissuade anything? $100,000.
Hey. Well, stop. Money to me.
It's not. Please. It's a,
I said, I'd not do even a lot of things. Right.
Yeah. He would budget. Jump off of, what was
Dude,
it, the platform?
100 grand.
Yeah, he said he'd do that for 10 grand if memory serves.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Into the little cup.
These operations, an enterprise that's worth conservatively $5 billion, we're talking about $100,000. So, look, they'll do what they'll do. The situation is what it is. He does not look like he's anywhere close to 100%.
No.
And we'll have to see from week to week how that ebbs and flows.
Yeah, it's really the three of the guys stick out to me. And Lamar is always going to stick out anytime he's on the injury report. Roquan Smith, who, like Ken said, all these guys are back to practice. But Roquan with a hamstring, is that a situation where he's a step too slow again? And Isaiah Likely with the calf soft tissue injury, Likely hasn't been right all year long. No. And of course, he underwent the foot surgery during training camp. But those are the three that really stick out to me.
It is fascinating to see where this goes, because to Jason's point, Lamar hasn't looked right all year, frankly. And whether it's the knee, the hamstring, the ankle, he's not moving right. And
too much Mexican food.
Yeah, it could be.
Aloysius might say.
Yeah, it's true. He's a doctor. He is a doctor, so he would know. Harps can say, maybe one game he busts out for 100 yards, but unless he's saving it for something, it doesn't look like it's in him, at least right now.
No, I don't think it's – I think they're trying to win right now despite his legs, without his legs. And then at some point they fold it in. It has to – again, it has to become an element for them. Doesn't have to be the prevailing element, but it's got to be more than it's been when we get down to these situations where you're playing legitimate teams that have already qualified for the playoffs, that are fighting for their season. I mean, it'd be silly not to lean into that. You always lean into your superpowers when it matters the most. Now, there's something to be said for certainly nursing guys through situations and looking at your schedule and figuring out where those spots are, where you really go for it and when you don't. And again, we're not there yet, but we're not far removed from that point in time. And will his medicals be trending in a positive or negative direction when the rubber meets the road? I don't have an answer.
You look at the design runs per game for Lamar Jackson. Right now, this is on the season, so this obviously predates the hamstring injury. 3.4. Last year, it was 5.8. So you're talking about nearly 2.5 design runs per game difference. And it's the intent, it's the threat of Lamar pulling the ball from Derrick Henry's belly and taking off. That way defenses can't just crash the middle of the field and bring down Derrick Henry. So it there's layers to this.
I am curious your answer, and I think I know the answer, but I know people are thinking this. You said bring out the superpower when it matters most. And I think there are fans out there that would say, well, it doesn't matter most against the Browns, and it doesn't matter most against the Jets, and it doesn't – like, they've had a really nice stretch of schedule. Joe Burrow's probably playing Thursday. He's taking first-team snaps again today. Does it matter most on Thursday? Does it – it definitely matters most when they play Pittsburgh. Do we see a different Lamar Jackson in those games?
Look, I don't think they're holding it back just because of schedule. I think they're holding it back for a multitude of reasons, his health. Chief among them. Like, I don't think they're like, we don't need it yet. I think it's more a combination of how's he looked in practice? How much was he even able to do in practice? How effective do we think we'll be doing it? I think it's you don't want to go down that road unless you think he is his elusive self. And we've documented he's not missed. The missed tackle percentage is nowhere where it used to be. We've seen with our own eyes the few times he has leaned into it recently, what that's looked like. We've all seen him step up in the pocket and be caught from behind in ways that we're just not used to seeing. So it's got to come down to him. It's got to come down to the medical team. It's got to come down to, yes, and then also the competitive aspects of it. But there's also the element of designed or not designed. When does his brain say go? And his brain does not seem to be telling him to go in ways in the past it had. Like, we can filter for that as well. Like, the unscripted, the scramble rate's not the same. Like, he's not leaning into that as much. He doesn't seem himself to trust it as much.
This to me is completely different than years past. It's not a situation for me that Lamar Jackson's saving it. Does he have it?
Yes. Right.
I think is the question. Yes. Where we've seen outside of last year, that was the outlier. He runs more as the year goes on. I don't think it's far from a guarantee this year when you got three different injuries that he's dealt with.
We got a massive Thursday show. Very busy. Of course, Ravens getting ready to take on the Jets. Orioles, of course, the trade earlier this week. And people are saying they are going to be very aggressive in
Kyle
free
Tucker.
Agency. Brian Baldinger, of course, also the NFL insider. He's joins us every Thursday. We'll get his thoughts on the Ravens and the NFL at 3 o'clock. Jacob Calvin Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. What did he think of the Grayson Taylor Ward trade? We'll ask him at 3:30. Lucy Burge. Her best bets from DraftKings at 4 o'clock. And Mark Feinstein, he was on MLB Network yesterday saying the Orioles are going to sign a big-name pitcher. We'll get his thoughts on what the Orioles do this offseason at 5.
Yeah, a lot to get to. Big game has some Ravens ramifications tonight.
Yeah.
Buffalo-Houston. I'm sure we'll run that by Baldy, among other things. Are the Kansas City Chiefs going to miss the playoffs? Could they actually miss the playoffs? Yeah, very interested to get the local take from Jacob Calvin Meyer on the trade, national take from Mark Feinstein. A lot going on. Big win for the Terps last night.
Diggy! Hey,
Diggy goes off. They kept clawing late to tie that thing and then to come back when they fell down in overtime. And to do it without their best player, look, would you like to blow out Mount St. Mary's? Mount St. Mary's is a pretty decent program. Mount St. Mary's got real good late last year. Won the conference tournament, got into the big dance. I didn't think it was going to be easy. I'm glad they won that game. I mean, that's a huge win to me.
Yeah.
If you came off Marquette and lost at home to St. Mary's, Mount St. Mary's, that's a net negative.
And you got the Baba news, and it sounds like everybody's playing next week in Vegas.
I think so.
So there's a lot of positivity with the basketball program.
Absolutely.
Coming up next, a little Purple Rain. John Harbaugh spoke to the media late yesterday. What do you have to say? You'll hear it next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Yeah, you got to try to just determine. I guess it's like grading on the curve. You know, you just got to kind of determine it. You got to scale it out. And how much do we want it to impact our game planning, or how much does it need to? Last week, it didn't impact us at all. This week, we know it's going to be Tyrod, so that helps us. But we also know that, you know, Justin Fields could very well come in the game and play certain plays or packages or whatever. So we've got to be ready for that too. Next week is just kind of up in the air. It's a Thursday night game. Yes, we're preparing for it already behind the scenes. And we don't know which quarterback we're going to get. The good news is we know them both. We played against them a lot. But now our people are looking at, you know, how they fit into the offense, basically, that they're running. But we won't look at that until Monday.
Harbs talking to the media yesterday and says dealing with changes in prep when the opposing team changes. Obviously, he mentioned it. The quarterback change in the Browns game happened during the game. But this week, the Jets have benched Justin Fields, and they know Tyrod Taylor's the quarterback. And then looking ahead, looks like it might be Joe Burrow on Thursday. But I know Harb's on the flip side. He loves to make other teams have to think about working on other things just for 5 minutes. So obviously, this is now the shoe on the other foot kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. You should be able to beat the Jets no matter who.
Yes.
Any quarterback that is under the employ and is contractually responsible to the New York football Jets you know what that assignment is, and you need to win that football game. And then Zach Taylor does what Zach. They're gonna be in 11 personnel 90% of the time. Uh-huh. They're gonna go empty more than anybody else. And whether it's Burrow or Flacco, they're gonna try to push the ball downfield. They're gonna run play action out of the pistol, not really under center. It's a divisional game. It's not like they fired the offensive coordinator midseason and have somebody in there who's completely changed their identity. So I think while any sequence like this will be a challenge for a football team, the fact that their divisional opponents coming after you face one of the three worst teams in the NFL, coming off of on short rest, just having faced one of the six worst teams in the NFL. It could be. I mean, like, yeah, take care of business.
It's also two quarterbacks they know extremely.
Yeah.
Taylor, they drafted, and he was in the building for 4 years. And Joe Burrow, they played how many times?
Yeah. Like, oh, and if it's Flacco, they know him a little bit.
Yeah, they know Joe as well.
You could, like, if you really want to extrapolate it, okay, so you've got this fake quarterback controversy this week. It's Tyrod Taylor, and it won't be much Fields unless Taylor gets hurt. Okay, then I think unless he gets hurt between now and then, it's Burrow.
Yeah.
But I mean, we could say maybe one. And then it's probably Rodgers, although I think it's probably Rodgers, but maybe that one could be a little dicey.
Yeah.
And then
it's Burrow again.
But a Bengals quarterback or two could be hurt again between now and that second game.
That's very true.
So, I mean, it could
be Jake.
It could be that every week we're having these discussions of, well, how do they prepare? But they know what these offenses can and can't do. Look, the New York Jets, God love them, outside of Breece
Nobody
Hall,
else does.
They don't have a skill guy out there who should be able to beat you.
What about Joey Taylor's nephew?
At quarterback, at wide receiver, at tight end.
Mason Taylor,
really
Jason,
not on the roster healthy right now.
You're two touchdown favorites at home. Win the game.
Yeah.
Win the game.
You don't like Mason Taylor?
I don't have an opinion on him. I'm saying he has not proven to be a skill player in this league who you have to in any way account for.
Great bloodlines. His father's a Hall of Famer. Aunt's Joy his Taylor.
And what's his aunt?
His aunt's Joy Taylor. Great bloodlines.
Great genes.
She's a Graham Hall of Famer, you said.
Yeah, she is on the Instagram Hall
of
Famer.
She'd be in Mount Rushmore?
Yes, I think so. I think so. She does like to post.
Not on the gram.
More from Harbs. Update on Emory Jones. When could he be ready to contribute?
Oh, my God.
He's made very good progress.
My God.
Very quick progress. You know, it's only been about 3 to 4 weeks. One of the weeks was a no pad. It was a Thursday night week. I think his first week was the Miami game, right? So I would say he's made excellent progress, and he's getting pretty close to being ready to play.
The countdown. I'm looking at my.
I'm telling you,
I'm looking at my Emory Jones doomsday
watch.
Getting
close.
Emory
this
Jones
is like the linebacker from Michigan who you guys were obsessed with, and I'm like,
who's that?
Ross? Was it John Ross?
I didn't even make the team.
No. Like, he made the team
the second year. He made the team once.
It's like John Ross, Josh Ross.
Oh, with the undrafted kid.
Guy. Is he gonna make it? Isn't he? Dude, what do you get claimed on the practice squad? When are they gonna elevate him?
Yeah.
That guy was undrafted. To be fair, Emory Jones is a third-round pick.
Yeah.
He was undrafted.
Yeah.
But yes, the Emory Jones of it. This is
playing
not
in December. Bone.
This is not going to be the
gonna save the offense
of the offensive.
You that, put that, him in for Falele. Look out!
You need gotta be
everything
better.
Changes.
You need to have very
Josh Ross
expectations.
Josh Ross did. He made the final cuts with Seattle. He went over with Mike. They picked him up on waivers last year, and he made the final cuts.
There you go.
Just got cut at the end this year. Training camp. That was a good run.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Ben.
We should probably make that an occasional. So he's on waivers right now. He's available.
He's available to anyone.
Anybody
can bring him in.
Yeah.
Maybe he comes back.
Yeah, they already got their undrafted.
Well, I'm thinking about Tennessee. I'm thinking about Denard. I'm thinking about Weaver in Miami.
All over.
I'm thinking about all the tentacles. Harbaugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim.
Cut 49, Bone. Obviously, Ben, excuse me. The hurricane play that set this town on its head with the touchdown run. Are there any more plays like Hurricane, John?
We have other plays that are in that same kind of a deal that have weather names, so it just kind of fit in the package. It was a package name.
Are we ever going to see a tornado or monsoon out there?
Those are both. They are in the hopper.
Wow.
Tornado and monsoon are both in the hopper.
Aloysius.
Oh, yeah.
Aloysius. That's the best clip we heard.
Was that Aloysius or was that the guy that runs Baltimore Free Food?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't seen both of them in the
same
room.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I wonder if he was wearing a Wannabet hoodie when he asked that question.
That's a great
question. There's a pretty good chance he was.
That's a great question.
Harb's trying to make teams think, man. They could do anything with that
light breeze. Do you think there's like one for light breeze?
It's got to be violent, man.
Jet stream.
It's football.
Jet stream. No.
Jet stream's not a no. You got to have like those would be lame plays. Light breeze, a lame play.
Landslide, mudslide,
typhoon.
Okay.
What
about just a tropical storm?
What's a heavy snowstorm?
What's that word?
Blizzard?
A blizzard.
Oh, it's got to be a
blizzard. Blizzard.
Especially when they get to December. Yeah,
there's
got to
be a blizzard play.
Oh, yeah. They head to Green Bay. They break out Green Bay. Watch out. I called it.
Blizzard would have been nice in the playoffs against Buffalo last year.
Yeah, so good call, Ben.
Like, and they couldn't find a way to. More teams would have Blizzard as a nickname. Like the old NASL, there was the Toronto Blizzard.
Ah.
They had a pretty cool logo, too. You'd think
the Blizz.
You don't hear the Blizzard.
Nobody beats
you
the Blizz.
Hear,
no
like,
one beats the Blizz.
I think the box lacrosse team, the indoor lacrosse team in Buffalo, I think was the Blizzard for a while, but then they might have switched it to the Bandits.
Random fact.
You don't hear Blizzard that much.
I went to the very first box lacrosse championship game in Philadelphia. This is 100 years ago when I was in high school there.
When they had the team at the old arena,
yeah.
I went to a couple of those.
Yeah,
games.
I went to the championship game. It was Philly against somebody.
This is my dumb question. Box lacrosse is just indoor lacrosse?
Indoor lacrosse, yeah.
With like really lax penalty rules.
Yes, you could beat the crap
beat
out of people.
Heck out of
you
people?
Can like stick check.
Yeah.
You can slash.
It was violent.
Like in order to get called for slashing in that,
yeah.
I think you had to like break a bone.
Does it still exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Box lacrosse.
But it's more Canadian based now, I think. I don't think there's as many U.S. teams as there used to be.
Yeah. Coming up next, we get to the Orioles, and we're still digesting the Grayson Rodriguez trade, and time for a little necessary roughness. Should the Orioles have kept Grayson and turned him into a relief pitcher? We'll discuss next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
I'm a fan. Orioles traded Grayson Rodriguez for Taylor Ward. I think they think they're selling as high as possible at a point where he's coming off a year and a half out with injury. We had the thought maybe turn him into a relief pitcher and then maybe you could sell him a little higher once teams see him out of the bullpen. Before we discuss, here's Mike Elias talking about Grayson Rodriguez.
He is expected to be ready. He's going to start a throwing ramp up. Next month, meaning October, and get some throwing in before the holidays, and then prepare for the season after that as he would. So there's nothing to medically suggest that he won't be ready, and he's very determined and very unhappy about what happened last year. And I think he's kind of got an underdog, under-the-radar mentality right now, which is good, and I think he's due for some good luck on the injury front after what happened last year. That said, we're cognizant that he threw zero innings and that he finished 2024 hurt. And so we're going to have to kind of plan with those realities in mind. But I am bullish about his situation.
Bullish enough to deal him. So let's ask the question. He's never really gotten through a season injury free. Oh. Did it make sense to turn him into a bullpen arm?
Well, I think it would have. And look, if he was past the point of no return with this organization, that's fine. But the more I've thought about this, And I do hate this word, and it's become a buzzword, but boy, it you can just hear it coming out of his mouth, and it's just so fitting for them. There is an intentionality to everything they do. Even the way they hid his promotion. The way they talked about hiring a GM and then never hired a GM. They do everything at their own pace. They're outdoor factors, like impetuses, like all your pitchers are hurt, or you screwed up your offseason, try to get better sooner. None of that affects them. Everything they do is at their pace and their time. And so there clearly weren't teams clamoring for Grayson Rodriguez, or you'd have got more than this.
Sure. This is, I think,
everybody's
the best
about to get together at the winter meetings in 2 weeks, right? Nobody does anything for Thanksgiving. Nope. They take that off.
Yep.
And then you wait a few days. You have your organizational meetings internally. You get your ducks in a row, and you fly to Dallas or
wherever
Nashville or Vegas, and you set up shop for a week.
Yes.
They did this now.
Uh huh.
Okay. So why would they do it now? It's not because Grayson so badly needs to get out of here. He doesn't report to camp until February. You have plenty of, if that's the outside factor, there's no reason to do that now. He's not going to start bad-mouthing you on Twitter or whatever. I'm sure you've had an agreement with his agent for a while. The guy's not going to be back here at spring training. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So why now? Well, now, because when you get to the winter meetings, those dudes are going to start flying off the shelves, and they're not getting any of them. And there's not that many of them this year anyway, right? It's Tucker. If you're talking about outfielders who move the needle, it's Tucker or Bellinger. It's two.
Hey, Ken Rosenthal said they're in on Tucker.
Right. So this is how you have it both ways.
Yeah, yeah.
You get linked to those guys.
Uh-huh.
You put that pablum out there to try to get people to buy Birdland memberships. And then at the end of the day, when you get nobody, hey, we tried. We finished third. But we got this guy who had 36 home runs.
Yeah.
Like, there was not... You can't tell me that this deal couldn't have been consummated 5 days after the winter meetings. Or, like, why now? Now, because they're not getting Kyle Tucker. They're not getting Bellinger. Their agents know that. It's good to let them use you, and God knows they love using the media, but it's all a circle.
Bleep.
Yeah. That's why I think it happened now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really see the benefit in that. If they were dead set on trading him and they were past the point of no return, like, I don't think it really matters to me one way or another if they wait to the winter meetings or do it now, because look, we all knew they weren't going to get Kyle Tucker, and they weren't going
to do it now because you're like, hey, we got offers out to Tucker and we got offers out to Bellinger, so if you don't want to do this with us before the winter meetings, then we're just going to sign one of those guys. And at the same time, you're pushing that crap in the media.
My only question...
There's not that many teams that probably want to take Grayson Rodriguez under these circumstances.
No, sure. No.
And when you do, and they're willing to trade you an outfielder, and you know you need a middle, something you can sell as a middle-of-the-order bat, and it's that cheap, you do it now because you also know we're not getting those guys.
I do.
But if you wait till the other side of it, and you don't have those guys, and those guys are signed, then the Angels are like, oh, so who are you telling us? So it's not Joe Adell, because we own him too. Mm. So who is it? Who's the middle of the order thumper? Who's an outfielder, and preferably could play center fielder? Like, who is it?
I do question the whole turning him into a reliever. We talked to Andy Koska and Ben McDonald, and they both said some version of the same thing, and that is that his arm isn't built to recover pitching every day. So Andy suggested you pitch him twice a week for three innings, but Ben's like, he's got to be a starter.
I thought what Ben said was very telling, because that was all off-the-record stuff that
from
he
Manzolino.
Put on the record. Yes. Talking to Manzolino and the medical staff,
yes,
where they were saying, hey, he can't do back-to-back days.
Yeah.
Don't even think about doing that. So I thought Ben saying that, it was very interesting. And also, you have to have the buy-in from Grayson as well, if he wants to even go down that road.
I think that's where it's headed, whether by design or
not.
And I think he'll have to start training his body a little differently. And I think once he gets into the mindset of... Because let's be real. He's never really been built up.
No.
He's never thrown more than 120 innings.
But it might be...
Anywhere.
It might be too late to figure out, like, what the heck... Like, he is what he is. Like, is he going to be a five-inning starter forever?
I think he's going to be a late-inning guy, and I think he'll get used to it. And if his arm falls off, well, his arm is going to fall off trying to get 150 innings, let alone 200 out of him anyway.
I mentioned to you guys the Keith Law article in The Athletic. If you haven't seen it, it's up there talking about the ramifications, Orioles and Angels. But there was a line in there that you've been saying for years, Jason. This is Keith Law. The Orioles limited Rodriguez's pitching during his minor league tenure about as much as any team did with a major pitching prospect in the last decade, and the result was nothing.
Yeah,
nobody was talking about it except for me. And for years, every time we'd bring somebody off the outside, do you think it's odd the kid never pitches into the 60? Like, do you think it's odd to literally pull him in the middle of an at-bat if he gets over 65 pitches? Like, struck me as odd in real time. I mean, if you never pitch enough to get into adversity, you never pitch out of adversity.
He never got...
Third time through the lineup, it never happened in the minors.
No. He never showed pitching toughness. And then he starts breaking down, unfortunately.
Well, and he would have trouble in the first inning, and so you'd be like, okay, well, I wonder what would happen if you saw a guy a third time.
What really stinks is he never came back from that first lat injury that he suffered in AAA. Yep. And that was at the time when we're saying, well, why is he not coming up? And maybe there's speculation that could have been his last start there before he got called up, but... That lat injury, we've seen him re-aggravate it. We've seen him tweak his delivery because of it. I think it all snowballed from that point in 2022.
Well, I can tell you what definitely won't work. Like, you could tell me he might not be a reliever. I'm telling you, I bet you a lot of money that's where he ends up one way or the other. How long it works, I don't know. I'll tell you what definitely didn't make sense. Having a kid dealing with all that, try to learn a new pitch and learn a new delivery. Oh, coming off a year where he's been heavily compromised, coming off a year before that when he was heavily compromised, and then talk him up at the same time saying, I think he's our ace. That's some jackass behavior.
And leaving him out there throwing 88 miles an hour.
And then let's finish him off in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Let's wound him, and then let's, boom, fire the bullet in him there.
Coming up next, the Orioles. What about the outfield? There are reports that they still are linked to outfielders, and they seem to have too many. What's going on with this outfield? We discuss next here on The Fan. Orioles outfield is interesting now as they acquired Taylor Ward earlier in the week for Grayson Rodriguez. They still have Tyler O'Neill. They still have Colton Cowser. They have Dylan Beavers. Heston Kerstad is somewhere. Six out, and Leodis Taveras, who they signed right at the start of free agency. Ken Rosenthal, our friend of the show, your mentor, he says the Orioles are still in on Kyle Tucker, and he also in foul territory in the last hour said an AL executive described the Orioles as a team that's, quote, going for it. Their owner, David Rubenstein, has said the money is available, according to this AL executive.
He's been saying that for a long time.
So with that in mind.
I buy 0% of that, by the way. Okay. I like Kenny's my guy. I call BS on all of that. I believe they're being told that, and I believe they're being told that by people who would know, and I believe they're being told that in a chicken bleep way because they would never put their name to it. And he's not the only one being told that. And they've got agents who are doing their dirty work for him too, saying, "Oh yeah, the Orioles really like my guy." I know what they did do. They just rented an outfielder who fits their type to a T for 1 year. $13 million in his age 32 season. That's what they've done, and that's what I think they like to do, and that's who they are. And them signing Kyle Tucker or them signing Cody Bellinger is not who they are, and that will not be happening here.
Let me ask you a hypothetical, and I don't think it's going to happen. If it does happen, how will you react?
Well,
I think your head will explode.
I was looking at this, and if you're on the YouTube, here you go. We got props.
The YouTube.
What if I put one of those in my mouth for like 15 minutes?
Why would you do that? It might make you sick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If
I
they do
like
it,
be poisoned.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. I mean,
let me read it.
I'm just sitting here thinking, what could I do if they do this? You know, like the quintessential.
Hazard.
Causes moderate eye.
Rubbing your eyes with it would probably be worse than putting something between your cheek and gum.
Your eyes aren't great to begin with.
Oh yeah, I guess we should tell the people listening. Well, it's like a hand
disinfecting
wipe.
Yeah.
Should we put it in your eyes?
No.
Is that worse?
I mean, it might be. I think we should.
Have
do
you
the
seen? Have you watched him read his text messages? I don't want anything to make it worse.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I can't see already.
Yeah, like
it's not like a poison control.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be fun.
I don't think it's good for you.
No, right. So, I mean, I think that's a worthy challenge. No,
keeping
one in there for like 15 minutes probably make you pretty sick. I'm guessing.
It definitely makes
the other
sick.
Thing. I think Kenny said, or I read it somewhere. I think it was Kenny that they still were thinking about upgrading in center field. So, what does that mean as far as Colton Cowser is concerned? Or do you not buy that either?
They don't have an everyday center fielder. I mean, that's the whole thing. They got six outfielders. They don't have an everyday center fielder, yeah, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I think they're willing to run Colton Cowser out there every day.
So it doesn't say what would happen if you put it in your mouth, because I think they're just assuming you're not that dumb.
Dumb, yeah.
Well, but we thought that, and then people started drinking bleach, right?
So, I mean,
it's Pods.
If it was that bad, wouldn't they put it on there?
Hold on. It does say this is if in your eyes. Hold eyes open, rinse slowly, blah, blah, blah. Call poison control center
or doctor
for treatment
advice.
I'm
not messing with my eyes. I'm pretty sure they're probably going to tell me I can't drive at night anyway.
With you when calling a poison control center.
If they even use the words poison control, you can't be digesting.
And I don't know if those go out of, like, those have been here forever. Oh, so they're probably even nastier.
Do they go bad?
Just COVID. Yeah. I bet they kind of dry up.
I don't think they go bad. They dry up.
Yeah, eventually. But if they sit in their own sauce.
This is wet, man.
There's a lot of sauce here. Yeah.
There's a lot of
sauce. They should be good.
So 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Dude, that's a long time.
5 minutes? And also, tell me what's fair. I don't know.
Much as I think there is a portion of the audience that would like to see you get sick, I don't want to see you get sick.
How about we do this?
Now that it's on, we could like hype it up. Like, hey, watch Lock and Four puke out a disinfectant wipe today at around 2:15.
You could die.
I don't think you could die from that.
It's talking about poison control.
They said the Tide Pods wouldn't kill people.
How about you do what the crazy guy in Pittsburgh did? Why don't you get your nipples pierced?
No. There you go.
I'm not risking that.
Why?
I don't want pierced. Who wants to walk through life with pierced nipples?
Well, you could take it out afterwards.
Nobody sees them.
No one knows.
You take it out. First of all, it's already been done. Second of all.
Okay,
all
right. Well, let me think of something.
Yeah, but to your point, you could get it done and then remove it.
That's true.
You don't ever have to wear it.
Come on. This is sitting right here. I can put it in my mouth. Like, tell me I got to go somewhere. I got to go to the mall, get my nipples pierced.
Yeah,
stop.
But it's like, bring someone
I'd rather cheat death.
I was on a...
Cheat death. Come on.
I was with Bob and Vinny.
Haney had a tattoo. I was sitting
here. Tattooed on air.
Yeah, I don't want a tattoo.
Okay, don't... I love how you're dying on the poisonous rag.
Well, I'm not saying...
You don't have to wear the piercing.
Yeah. Let's.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
Should we put up a poll?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, I'm not. You guys should put up a poll.
I'll do it. We got to come up with four options you'd actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot I would do. I mean, mark my body for life? No.
Okay.
I'm not a tattoo guy either.
I'm not like. All right, some people like think nipples are erogenous zones. Like nipples just hurt. Like I don't get it. Like male people who like males and like nipples
the purple
is being
nerful.
A thing. No.
And we also have to create like who are the players that's
true.
Bellinger, Tucker.
Only those two. What about Alonso? What about Alonso?
No, we're talking about these we can throw Alonso.
Yeah,
in there.
We're talking about hitters.
You can throw Alonso in there.
Framber, if they sign. No.
They're gonna sign a pitcher.
Just right, one.
So some three. Caliber.
Yeah.
If those three, one of those
I mean,
three.
Honestly, it's Tucker, because I find it particularly humorous that they've made this trade, and now we're supposed to believe they're more in on Tucker than ever before.
Bellinger's a big name, too.
You're going to be able to get Bellinger for less years, I think, than Tucker, but I mean, yeah.
Hey, that's the guy. That's been my fetish for a while now, the Bellinger. I think he makes a lot of sense for numerous reasons. Even though he looks like he's always high. But that, hey, it works for him. So there's that.
Funyuns.
Yes. Coming up next, are the Ravens going to win the AFC North? We will ask Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy, give us his thoughts. Is he concerned about Lamar Jackson? And what about Joe Burrow? We'll talk to Baldy next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.